of. On Monday, we'll be taking your calls. Check the blog over the weekend. We're going to be making changes to help. John Kerry's going to win, and then we're going to drink from the skulls of these Republicans. And they're
the Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
And it's funny, when you talk to a genuine conservative, they agree with me that Bush is not a Republican, nor is he a conservative. Bush has invented a new political party that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate over large issues like war and peace.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
For serving up mystery with a side of tasty recipes, no one beats New York Times best-selling author Diane Mott Davidson. Murder is like espresso. Sometimes a single shot isn't enough. Double Shot by Diane Mott Davidson. The San Diego Union-Tribune raves, Davidson's tempting recipes and elaborate plots add up to a literary feast. Double Shot by Diane Mott Davidson. On sale now in hardcover from William Morrow. Also available from Harper Audio.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mic 92.1. Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. Just in time for the presidential election, a new Osama bin Laden videotape is out. Former NSC official Lee Wolosky says the tape targets the presidential candidates.
I think that mostly bin Laden is saying, look, I'm alive, I'm well, I'm healthy. I'm even standing behind a podium like your presidential candidates. I'm not on the run 3 years into the war on terror.
Well, President Bush in Columbus says if bin Laden could be found, he'd be killed.
As General Frank said, if we'd ever known where bin Laden was, we would have gotten him.
Controversial filmmaker Michael Moore in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, says President Bush is to blame for bin Laden still being alive.
This man wouldn't let our special forces go after him, and immediately, the day after September 11th, wanted to go into Iraq, no matter how much his terrorism czar told him that this was about Al-Qaeda.
While campaigning for the president in Columbus, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says George W. Bush is the man to keep America safe.
There's optimism here in Ohio. There's optimism all over the country because President Bush is leading the way. He's fighting for all of us.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator John Edwards in Raleigh, North Carolina, says regarding bin Laden, America is united in the hunt for him.
We, as a nation, are united, and we will win this war on terror together.
Rocker Bruce Springsteen plays at a John Kerry rally in Miami. He's penciled in for another performance on Monday. Kerry was throughout the Sunshine State today. While forensic tests to identify the body remain to be done, however, Japanese government officials say a corpse found in Iraq resembles that of a native recently taken hostage there. A former army commander now says that 250 tons of explosives in Iraq were destroyed by his unit. However, whether or not those were part of the near 400 tons that are missing remains unclear. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous! Following a low-fat diet often means giving up foods rich in calcium and phosphorus. You could be starving your bones. You can take a calcium supplement, but building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with both. Lose weight, not bone mass. For the millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, take Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
This just in, it's your final 3 days to save during Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save 60 to 70% on all fine and sterling silver jewelry, and 40 to 50% on all Carter's, Little Tykes, and Heltex playwear. Plus, save 30 to 50% on all men's and women's athletic shoes. So hurry, these are your final 3 days to save during Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale.
It's your wallet, schedule, style.
Legislation to implement the 9/11 Commission's intel reforms reaches a stalemate. Republicans and Democrats continue to spar over issues such as budgetary power under a new intel director. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, apparently suffering from a blood platelet deficiency, is seeing a doctor in Paris. Word is the 75-year-old had a tough time getting out of Ramallah.
After a great deal of to-ing and fro-ing yesterday and finally getting permission from the Israeli authorities not just to let him out but to allow him to return whether if he recuperates or indeed if he does not, then Arafat agreed to come out.
That's CNN Radio's Christian Amanpour reporting. It'll be several days before his diagnosis is announced. Jurors in the Lacey Peterson murder trial can now decide between a first and secondary murder conviction for Scott Peterson. The judge says the jury can decide if Scott killed his wife and her fetus, but without premeditation. Convictions on secondary murder could get the accused 30 years to life. This is news from CNN Radio. Still recovering from the Columbia tragedy and recent hurricane damage, NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida announces good news. The space agency has a shuttle launch planned for mid-May. A new album by a rock legend comes out on Election Day 2004. CNN Radio's John Lawrence reports.
John Lennon's music returns to the forefront with a new recording called Acoustic. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, says listening to these 16 tracks helps her remember how good the former Beatle was with a six string.
Guitars can really get something out of this in terms of inspiration and encouragement and all that.
Acoustic and an updated version of Lennon's Rock and Roll album from 1975 will both be released on November 2nd. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you happened by on Friday. We talked with feminist icon Gloria Steinem, had a candidates debate between D.A. Brian Blanchard and his challenger Sally Sticks, and heard from author Susan Jacoby on the history of American secularism. There's more in store Monday on Stu Levitan, 5 to 7, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Finally, a talk show host who can listen. The Stuart Levitan Show on The Mic 92.1.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1. Good evening, I'm Dustin Weber with a severe weather update. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for all of the Mic 92.1 listening area until midnight tonight. Counties affected include Columbia, Sauk, Greene, Rock, Iowa, and Dane. Storms tonight have the potential for producing hail, gusty winds, and isolated tornadoes. Keep it right here on the mic for further weather updates. We'll break in as needed on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
You thought you were fed now. Up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Good evening. Hey, Truth Seekers, welcome to the program. Malloy here on Air America Radio. This is our Halloween show, which really doesn't mean all that much, except we're going to scare the hell out of you tonight with activities and actions by the Bush crime family. Every night is Halloween with this crew, right? But Kathy does have some spooky music. And in the second hour, infamous reading of the Telltale Heart by moi, by your humble and obedient servant here. So stick around for that, okay? And let me just say at the beginning, I'm not an actor. I play one on radio, but I really am not one. So the drama in the reading of the Telltale Heart is extremely forced and fake. But that's coming up next hour. What a week for terrorist videotapes. Now, today we get the real one today, right? The real one, Bin Laden. The first one, the one the ABC News broadcast, the video it obtained last week of did you see that? It looked like a Saturday Night Live sketch to me. Here's a guy sitting there, you know, a white guy, an Anglo, whatever the hell the right term is, a Caucasian, how's that? There's a Caucasian guy sitting with glasses on, granny glasses on. He's got this, what do you call this thing they wear? The headpiece. What's that called, huh? No, that's what Sikhs wear. It's not a turban. Kathy is ignorant on this. A fez? No. No. Not a yarmulke either. Anyway, the guy has that thing around his face and his head and yada yada. And ABC came out and said, you know, we can't authenticate this, but they broadcast it anyway, right? This has the stench of Karl Rove all over it, the first one. Now, they got surprised. You see, the first tape was supposed to be put out there, and ABC, who claimed it was found, quote, in Pakistan. I'm not arguing that somebody, I don't know, ABC apparently has somebody in Pakistan going around looking under beds and behind doors and in abandoned cupboards looking for videotapes, and voila, one turns up, and it happens to be this white guy sitting there going, we're going to kick your ass again. We're going to blow you, you know. So ABC, if I get the story right, ABC made the statement that it would be, what did they say? I've got it right here. It would be beyond irresponsible to broadcast the tape without first authenticating it, right? So ABC took it to the government, the Bush crime family, and the Bush crime family said, oh, well, yeah, that's real. It's real. And the guy on the tape is identified as Assam the American. It's like a John Belushi thing from 25 years ago. I'm Assam the American. I'm here to tell you we're going to kill you. We're going to beat you bloody. No Coke, Pepsi, cheeseburger, damn it. Goat burger, whatever the hell. And anyway, so ABC says, oh, man, it'd be beyond irresponsible. But you know what? We went to the Bush administration and showed him the tape that we found. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, ABC's not doing the winking and nudging. ABC thinks they have something. So when you look at this tape, what did you notice about that tape? Not the one of Bin Laden. We'll get to that in a minute. Like I said, this has been a hell of a week for tapes, right? What did you notice about that tape? How slick and professional. This was high-tech digital equipment. Now, think of all the other tapes that have been put out there, right? Video cams. This one, obviously, is digital. It's, I don't know, it's done on something real professional. I'm talking about the ABC tape, you know, with Assam the American. Assam, Jesus, they couldn't come up with anything better than Assam the American? Oh, my God. Anyway, ABC Network spokesman Jeffrey Schneider asked why ABC broadcast the tape on Thursday, said, well, you know, the government is clearly taking this tape very seriously, and you know, they have distributed it to 13 current and former federal officials, and, you know, the CIA believes that the tape bears all the signatures of Al-Qaeda that we've seen in the past. So, we decided to broadcast it. And there sits the guy denouncing Americans as guilty, guilty, guilty. Jesus. He says, after decades of American tyranny and oppression, now it's your turn to die. Allah willing, the streets of America shall run red with blood, matching drop for drop the blood of America's victims. Bwah! Oh, please. Please, Assam the American, give me a break. Assam the American. So anyway, that tape is put out yesterday. Now, what Karl Rove wasn't anticipating was that Al Jazeera would get control of a real tape. There's not Assam the American or Herbie the local terrorist or whatever. There's Bin Laden. Boy, does that trump Assam the American, doesn't it? Huh? All of a sudden, Assam the American is gone. You know, that tape is like, oh, that's so yesterday. It's so fake. It's so not real. So there's ABC. You know, I wanted to call ABC and say, oh, come on, guys. Two words for you. CBS News. Is that two words? Whatever. CBS News, Dan Rather, the forged, forget it. So ABC goes with this damn thing with Assam the American. Meanwhile, Bin Laden the real gets the tape into the hands of Al Jazeera. Now, Al Jazeera was approached. by the same U.S. government that said, oh, yeah, Assam the American, that's for real. Al Jazeera's approach by somebody in the U.S. government said, can you hold off on broadcasting that? I'll tell you what, cut you a deal, all right? What's today? Today's the 30th? Okay, how about holding off for 5 days? Now, they didn't go to Al Jazeera. They went to the government of Qatar, where Al Jazeera is based. They went to the government, because the government of Qatar, or Qatar, or Quitar, or Gatar, or Quatar, whatever the hell it is, that government is... Qatar? Is that what it's called? Qatar? Oh, good. That government is getting billions of dollars now, because that's where we've moved all of our Saudi Arabian bases. We've moved it to Qatar. Qatar, Quitar, Qatar, Gitar, Widar, whatever. So, you know, the Bush crime family, well, we got some leverage. Let's go to the government. Al Jazeera will give us the same obscene gesture that George Bush gave everybody on that other videotape that surfaced this week of Bush giving America the finger. So, but the government of Qatar says, well, we are trying to establish democracy on our little kingdom here. So, no, we will not tell Al Jazeera. And the tape got broadcast. So immediately, you know, all the geniuses at CNN and MSNBC and Fox and radio who start broadcasting this tape. There he is, Bin Laden. Not Assam the American. Not, a Saturday Night Live sketch. But there he is, the Booger Man. The one that Bush said, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, what? Osama bin Laden? Gosh, I don't know where he is. I'll repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him. That's what he said March 13th, 2002. And then on October 13th this year, in one of the debates, he said, gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. That's kind of one of those exaggerations. Well, Mr. Bush, here he is. Here he is on the videotape. And here we are. 3 years, $200 billion, 4,000 American lives, counting the ones who were murdered on U.S. soil. 100,000 Iraqi lives, 20,000 Afghan lives. Here we are, Mr. Bush. Osama bin Laden sitting God knows where. You don't. Do you, George? Sitting there in front of the video camera, alive, and once again, terrorizing the American people. And this moron wants 4 more years? And 46% of Americans seem to be willing to give it to him? Oh, my God. Assam the American? Assam the American?
We don't know whether he's in a cave with the door shut or a cave with the door open. We just don't know.
No!
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's Brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism. And the new issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed November issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the Justice Department bungles terrorism cases, how multiple scandals may take down House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, and how America employs thousands of likely war criminals as private soldiers in Iraq. It's all in the feisty new November issue of Mother Jones on newsstands now.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Rumsfeld did not like that Dick Cheney when they first met way back when Cheney used to smoke 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day, which is the only thing I find interesting about him.
John Benjamin and I were enemies. I used to beat him up at bar mitzvahs.
And look at you
now. Now you guys are best friends. The only difference is that we're not pathological liars and we haven't driven this country into a ditch.
Oh, that's right.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm here with Ed Finney from VIP Financial talking about an impressive 1% home mortgage. And tell me, this is no joke.
No joke, Bob. VIP Financial is here to save everyone a ton of money refinancing or purchasing a home or investment property. If you are experiencing payment shock every month, give me a call. I can put cash back in your pocket by refinancing your home with a start rate as low as 1%. Put that extra cash to work for you. Retirement fund, college fund, or just get out and live a little.
Give Ed at VIP Financial a call today at 277-5510 and start saving with a mortgage rate of 1%.
6 months after reports exposed the atrocities of Abu Ghraib prison, we continue to receive news of brutality against Iraqis, Americans, and world citizens. This shouts out the need for social justice and prison reform to bring peace both abroad and here.
Social justice and human dignity are nonpartisan issues and are the cornerstones of every religion throughout the world.
On Monday night, as we prepare to vote, the Interfaith Alliance asks that people engage in the simple but powerful act of leaving their lights on in homes and houses of worship.
Let this act make the statement that you are committed to universal values of justice and human dignity. Let your light shine as a beacon that you are devoted to peace and justice in Iraq, in the United States, and around the world.
Please remember to exercise your most important right of freedom by voting on November 2nd.
Presented by the Interfaith Alliance. Learn more at lightsfordignity.org.
6 months after reports exposed the atrocities of Abu Ghraib prison, we continue to receive news of brutality against Iraqis, Americans, and world citizens. This shouts out the need for social justice and prison reform to bring peace both abroad and here.
Social justice and human dignity are nonpartisan issues and are the cornerstones of every religion throughout the world.
On Monday night, as we prepare to vote, the Interfaith Alliance asks that people engage in the simple but powerful act of leaving their lights on in homes and houses of worship.
Let this act make the statement that you are committed to universal values of justice and human dignity. Let your light shine as a beacon that you are devoted to peace and justice in Iraq, in the United States, and around the world.
Please remember to exercise your most important right of freedom by voting on November 2nd.
Presented by the Interfaith Alliance. Learn more at lightsfordignity.org.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mike, 92.1.
So yeah, 3 years, $200 billion, 4,000 American lives, 100,000 Iraqi lives, 20... Oh, by the way, 100,000 Iraqis dead as a result of our attack. Saddam is still alive. 20,000 Afghans dead because of our attack. Bin Laden still alive. That's just stunning, isn't it? 100,000 Iraqis have been killed in order to do what? to remove Saddam. Saddam's removed, and he's still alive. 20,000 Afghans dead in order to do what? To capture bin Laden. But bin Laden is able to move freely between Pakistan and Afghanistan and God knows what other country, because we have at the helm of our government an inept cowboy who's afraid of horses, who doesn't know what the hell to do to track down bin Laden in Afghanistan or Pakistan. So he invades Iraq. But what a week for terrorist videotapes. I have a feeling that the first from Assam the American is a total fake, and the second from bin Laden, who admitted today that he is the one who came up with the idea of blowing up the trade towers. But you have to wonder, I do anyway, why ABC, first of all, how ABC obtained last week this videotape from somebody called Assam the American, and decide, first of all, the issue of statement to be beyond irresponsible to broadcast the tape without first authenticating it. They say that on Wednesday. On Thursday, they go ahead and broadcast it. Who authenticated it for them? The Bush crime family. What did the Bush crime family say? Well, go ahead, because we take it very seriously, and we're going to make copies, and to hell with it. You know, so Assam the American, boy, was his fame and fortune short-lived. I would imagine that Rove is a little bit pissed off about that one. I think Rove was counting on mileage on that one. Assam the American. See, if you don't vote for George Bush, look what's going to happen. There's Assam the American, and he's speaking the truth. And then the bin Laden tape is broadcast. And all of a sudden, Assam the American is kind of like, are you kidding? Are you serious with your Saturday Night Live sketch video? Get out of town. Jesus, Assam the American. Bin Laden said that the United States can avoid another September 11 attack if it stops threatening the security of Muslims. What? Suing for peace? Referring to Kerry and Bush, bin Laden said, your security is not in the hands of Kerry, Bush, or Al-Qaeda. Your security is in your own hands. Any state that does not mess with our security, mess with, has naturally guaranteed its own security. I'd like to meet the translator who translated from the Arabic this term, mess with. Good God. Anyway, admitting for the first time that he ordered the September 11 attacks, bin Laden said he did so because of injustices against the Lebanese and Palestinians by Israel and the United States. Well, there's a news flash. I mean, haven't we known this all along? Didn't bin Laden say over 3 years, 3 years ago anyway, because of the one of the conditions that brought about this attack was the unequal treatment by the United States of the Israelis and Palestinians. That no matter what Israel did, it was okay with the United States. No matter what the Palestinians did, it was not okay with the United States. And weren't we just talking last night about the Lebanese civil war, so-called? It was instigated by the Israeli invasion led by then-defense chief Ariel Sharon, right? Or have I got that wrong? And again, before the tape was there, the State Department urged the government of Qatar, which finances Al Jazeera, not to broadcast it. Don't do that! But they did it anyway. So here we go. Another tape, and our crack intelligence departments, all 30, 50, 70, 100 of them, who knows, we never know, are unable to determine when the tape was made. But the tape offered clear evidence, I would say, that bin Laden was alive and following events in the United States. Eh? The Assam the American tape made a reference to same-sex marriage. See, the Republicans are just so ham-handed. They had to get that in. Oh, we are going to blow you up, and we're going to do it because of your same-sex marriage thing. That was in the Assam the American tape, right? Oh, my God, these people just irritate me. Osama said 10,000 deadly vipers will pierce your flesh for eternity for your unholy atrocities against Allah's children. And we interpret that as, don't mess with us. If you mess with us. More in a moment. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now every night the dead rise up from the grave to partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to...
Assam the American? The guy sits there and talks about,
we're going to blow your buildings up, and oh yeah, we don't like your same-sex marriage stuff.
Oh, jeez. We'll
get trash from my personal stash. Where smoke's a monster hash.
Dear citizens, I teach conflict resolution. Robert Lane, Yale Professor Emeritus of Political Science, says he has always been impressed by my skill and wisdom in interpersonal relations. Here's my message. We must vote to gamble less and not more with global catastrophe. As Bush roundly denies his mistakes, his lies invalidate his leadership, and as character for peace is betrayed by his stubbornness, courageous soldiers are trapped and sacrificed in inadequately conceived efforts to address the roots of terrorism. As a counselor, I encounter outrageous deception, handicapped insights, self-serving willfulness, arrogance, and misguided perceptions. And now I see those attributes linked like a chain to the unprincipled leadership of our nation. Vote for change. Refuse to be indifferent to a disaster. This is Gola Wolf Richards at Motto Citizens, MOTTOCitizens.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
But what he meant to say in the beginning when he said the 100,000 Iraqis are hard at work making toys for Christmas. They have been outsourced. The North Pole is outsourced to Iraq. Let me tell you something. Santa has a list. And he knows who's good and who's naughty.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
At Whole Foods Market, there's nothing scary about our pumpkins. That's because they're 100% organic and only $2.99 for any size you choose. Organic pumpkins are grown without frightening pesticides and chemicals and are perfect for Halloween carving. And at Whole Foods Market, they're only $2.99 for even our largest pumpkins. While you're at Whole Foods Market, check out our truly supernatural treats. We have a huge selection of delicious treats that kids love and, like everything else we sell, are free of all the things you don't need, like artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives or hydrogenated oils. Enjoy delicious fall favorites like Whole Foods Market's very own caramel dipping sauce, the perfect complement to our fresh variety of apples. Lift your spirits this Halloween with natural, organic, and gourmet foods from Whole Foods Market, 3313 University Avenue in Madison, where great-tasting food is supernatural.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer sets actual price.
My name is Erin Zammit. When I was 23, I was diagnosed with a deadly cancer. I was lucky. Why would I say that? Because if it had happened just a few years earlier, I'd probably be dead now. But thanks to a pharmaceutical company named Novartis, my story is different. Novartis helped me drive my cancer into complete remission in less than a year. And all the while, I never had to give up my job, my enthusiasm, or my life. Like I said, I was lucky.
Novartis is proud to be the innovative force that's bringing new hope and optimism to millions of patients and their families. No one can promise what the future holds for patients like Erin. But today, she's winning the fight against her particular form of cancer and enjoying all the excitement and promise she deserves.
I'm so back to normal, I have to remind myself I'm a cancer patient.
Novartis. Think what's possible.
Now open wide.
There are some things you just wish would be over. At the IRS, we know doing your taxes is one of them, which is why there's eFile, the fastest, surest way ever to put your taxes behind you. Faster refunds, proof of receipt, accurate and secure. So eFile yourself or ask your tax preparer to do it for you. And put at least one thing you'd really rather not be doing behind you. eFile from the IRS. Consider it done.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
From Darren in North Carolina, he says, I'm glad you're talking about this tape in the manner that you are. The cable news media is having such a wonderful time wondering how this will affect the election. They are, as usual, missing all the primary points. He's talking about the Bin Laden tape. One, if it weren't for Bush's incompetence, 9/11 may well have never happened. Two, if it weren't for Bush's incompetence, Bin Laden may not be alive or free today to make videotapes. Three, how many videotapes has this guy made now? He's alive and making tapes. There's nothing new. Facts 1 and 2 speak to fact 3. And, of course, many Democrats, Darren points out, are going crazy, scared to death that this is going to somehow help Bush. When, if the media would just report it straight and shut up with the election conjecture, it actually hurts Bush! Well, yeah. But, Darren, you're being way too logical. So, anyway... Bin Laden accuses Bush in the tape of misleading America by saying that the attack of 9/11 was carried out because Al-Qaeda hates freedom. Bin Laden says his followers have left alone countries that do not threaten Muslims. Bin Laden says, we fought you because we are free. I think you've spent one too many prayer sessions in the mosque, Mr. Bin Laden. What you're talking about is not freedom. It is religious insanity. We have it in this country, moron. Bin Laden said he was first inspired to attack the U.S. by the 1982 Israeli invasion of Lebanon, in which towers and buildings in Beirut were destroyed in the siege of the capital. Bin Laden said on the tape, while I was looking at these destroyed towers in Lebanon, it sparked in my mind that the tyrant should be punished with the same, and that we should destroy towers in America so that it tastes what we taste, and would be deterred from killing our women and our children. He goes on to say, God knows that it had not occurred to our mind to attack the towers, but after our patience ran out and we saw the injustice and inflexibility of the American-Israeli alliance toward our people in Palestine and Lebanon, this came to my mind. Now, say what you want. He's crazy. He's like all religious psychopaths. He's religiously psychopathic. But there it is. Here is the guy sitting there accepting responsibility for the murder of 3,000 people in this country. And what was it that Bush just said? I don't care about Osama bin Laden. I don't even think about him. You know, door in a cave might be shut or open, but, you know, I want the oil in Iraq. I don't care. Bin Laden also said that the Bush administration was like repressive Arab regimes, like Saudi Arabia, like Kuwait, like Syria. These are all military-style, family-run dictatorships. Bin Laden said Bush was like repressive Arab regimes, quote, in that half of them are ruled by the military, and the other half are ruled by the sons of kings and presidents, end quote. He said the resemblance became clear when Bush's father was president and visited Arab countries. Bin Laden said, quote, he wound up being impressed by the royal and military regimes and envied them for staying decades in their positions and embezzling the nation's money with no supervision. He passed on tyranny and oppression to his son, and they called it the Patriot Act. Under the pretext of fighting terror, Bush the father did well in placing his sons as governors and did not forget to pass on the expertise in fraud from the leaders of the Mideast region to Florida to use it in critical moments, end quote. So he's a mass killer, and he deserves the full force of the law. Saddam Hussein is a mass killer and deserves the full force of the law. George W. Bush is a mass killer. Does he deserve the full force of the law also? 100,000 Iraqis have been murdered. Oh, that's a legal term. Have been killed. 20,000 Afghans have been killed. 4,000 Americans have been killed. Saddam is still alive. Bin Laden is still alive. George W. Bush is still the president. Bin Laden displays, in my opinion, the logic that you can find in a madman. And I use that term judiciously. While anything that Bin Laden stands for, which is religious fundamentalism and 13th century way of living, to me is garbage. I'm sorry. If you want to live that way, Bin Laden, live in your cave. Stay where you are. Pray 30 times a day. Get on your knees with Jerry Falwell. The two of you share the same God, and you're both sick. You're both sick, sick people. Given a chance, Falwell would kill just as many as you want to kill. All religious fanatics believe in killing. So there is insanity in what Bin Laden says. There's also a monumental truth that we will never see nor understand, because it's coming from Bin Laden. We reject it. And God help the person who suggests there's truth in there.
Well, Mike, you just did.
Yeah, I know. I know. But that's the kind of truth you don't talk about in America. You don't talk about the perception, whether it's real or made up. It doesn't matter. It's perception in the Arab world of the unfairness that the United States has displayed under Democratic and Republican presidents in the Middle East. That's the third rail. That's what you don't talk about in American media. Because if you do, you are immediately accused of anti-Semitism. Immediately! I've been there. I've felt the lash. So there sits Bin Laden. Now, you remember, after the attack on this country and the murder of innocents, Bin Laden's people, or Bin Laden himself, obliquely referred to the reasons for the attack. The unfairness displayed by the United States and its allies in the Middle East, that would be Israel and the Palestinians. The harboring on sacred soil, that would be Saudi Arabia, of American troops, the quartering of American troops, which in the Islamic faith is, I don't know, what would it be akin to? Would it be akin to painting swastikas on a temple? Would it be akin to having sex in a Catholic church? Oh, wait a minute. They do that all the time. Let me pass on that one. Blowing up a Catholic church? Is it somewhere in that realm to the Muslim mind? To the fundamentalist Muslim mind? And not so fundamentalist. How do the... who knows? Do you know Miss America? Do you know Mr. America? What these the Muslims feel when they look at Saudi Arabia, as they have for God knows how many years, and they see thousands of American troops there supporting a dictatorship run by a family that has been running the country for how many decades? The 20s? I mean, when did the Saud family take over? After World War One? Is that, what is it, 80 years now? But whatever truth is in what bin Laden says is obscured by the fact that he has no problem in slaughtering innocent people. Whatever truth exists on the side of the Palestinians is lost in the fact that they have no problem in blowing up the Jewish school children. Whatever truth rests with the Israelis has absolutely no merit because they insist on blowing up Palestinian civilians. And so it goes on and on and on. No end in sight. Who's going to stop it? Arafat? Sharon? Bush? Bin Laden? Zakawi? The Saudi royal family? Assad in Syria? The al-Sabah family in Kuwait? Who's going to stop it? That's right. Nobody. And so it's going to continue. It's going to continue. In none of his previous messages, did audio or video, did bin Laden directly state that he ordered the attacks until this one. So what are you going to do? You know, there he is. By any definition of the term, a mass killer. Just like Saddam was, just like Bush is. Well, what do you call it? You know, I can hear people go, well, now, Mike, you really want to call Bush a mass killer? What do you call it when you order the deaths of 100,000 Iraqis and the one person that you said you went to overthrow, you have him in custody and he's still alive? What the hell do you call that? And you're ready to invade Fallujah. You're ready to invade these cities where the insurgents are. You're ready to send in the Marines and commit more death and destruction. What do you call that? I call it mass murder. What do you call it, Truth Seeker?
Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like
it. Sarah America Radio, I'm Mike Malloy.
I think you're gonna feel you belong. Nocturnal vacation. Unnecessary sedation. Inside you're gonna feel right at home. Welcome to my nightmare, yeah.
In 1994, director David O. Russell made Three Kings, a groundbreaking film about the first Gulf War. In 2004, Russell made A Soldier's Pay, an eye-opening documentary about the current war in Iraq. Studios and distributors were afraid to release it, and no one had the guts to get it out to the public. Until now. This Monday, IFC, the independent film channel, presents the world premiere of A Soldier's Pay, the documentary that the powers that be didn't want you to see. This Monday, starting at 8 p.m., it's an Election Eve marathon on IFC. The world premiere of David O. Russell's controversial new film, A Soldier's Pay, and The War Room, the classic documentary about Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign. A Soldier's Pay and The War Room, uninterrupted and commercial-free all night, this Monday, starting at 8 p.m., only on IFC, the independent film channel. Don't have IFC? Go to ifctv.com and get it.
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
In fact, he wanted a constitutional amendment that we kicked puppies.
Do you have a response on that, Mr. Cheney? You've got 90 seconds.
Clearly, I don't like black people and kids.
Do you need to
women.
Know anything else about me?
Especially hate kids who need money.
And sick people.
Black kids who need money. Forget it. I hate them most of all. I'm Dick Cheney, and I approve this hateful message. Because I'm full of hate.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I'm a working mom, and my family depends on my paycheck. So when my job was eliminated, I needed an unemployment check to help support my family until I could find a new job.
When a bureaucratic snafu held up the unemployment benefits Judith Herstand was entitled to, she didn't know where to turn. So she called her state representative, Sandy Pope Roberts.
Sandy Pope Roberts went to work for me. She cut through the red tape and made sure my family was taken care of.
Representative Sandy Pope Roberts made sure Judith and her family were treated fairly and got the help they needed to get through a tough time.
Hi, I'm Representative Sandy Pope Roberts. Listening to and fighting for my constituents is my top priority.
Sandy Pope Roberts showed me there's at least one person at the state capitol I can count on.
On Tuesday, November 2nd, re-elect Representative Sandy Pope Roberts. Paid for by friends of Sandy Pope Roberts.
What can $99 buy these days? $99 will still buy a car at Chev Motors. The $99 cars are back one more time this Saturday. Chev Motors is dealing down. Choose from over 150 used cars and trucks, all priced under $2,000. 25 cars will be sold for $600. 15 lucky customers can buy a car for only $99. Chev Motors is way overstocked. The selection of local trade-ins has never been better. No auction cars, but you can buy at auction prices. Save thousands and thousands of dollars on every used vehicle. Prices posted at 8:30 a.m. Saturday. Limit one $99 car per family. No dealers, please. Up to $4,000 savings on 99 or newer models in stock. If Chev Motors can sell you a car for $99, imagine how much you'll save on the car you really want. More reasons why Chev Motors is the largest independent used car and truck dealer in the Midwest.
Chev Motors, the new car alternative.
The original $99 car sale, just one more time this year at Chev Motors West, Highway 12, Middleton.
In the United States, nearly 40,000 women and men will die of breast cancer this year. This is Dave Cheslevich, Mayor of Madison. I'm joining other mayors along with the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month Board of Sponsors and AstraZeneca, spreading the word that early detection and new treatments work. Ask about screening and clinical breast examination or call 1-888-842-6355. That's 1-888-842-6355.
Musical headliners, the party machine, and progressive views, you won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
It's about 9 before the hour. Mark Perkel writes letters to the editor and sends them out to a real short little thing, sends them out to all kinds of people. He closely associated with Bart Kopp, one of my heroes, Bart Kopp. Mark Perkel writes, with just 4 days till the election, Bin Laden is addressing Americans. What does this mean? What it means is that no one can argue, what it means and no one can argue with is that Bin Laden is alive. He's free and he got away with 9/11. When Bin Laden attacked America, Bush said he was going to get him. Bush said we are going to smoke him out. Obviously, Bush has failed. Bush has tried to downplay the importance of Bin Laden, saying, I truly am not that concerned about him. I just know he's on the run. Bush went on to describe Bin Laden as marginalized and said, I just don't spend that much time on him. Clearly, Bush is a failure and he just doesn't get it. Bush doesn't get it that Bin Laden has not been marginalized, and the fact that Bin Laden is making statements reflects Bush's failure to protect America. Yeah, although, you know, I watched him begin today. He was all over the place. Ohio and Pennsylvania trying his damnedest, you know.
I want 4 more years because I protect America. I'll take care of everybody and things because I will. And I jobs and terror. I won't let terror get. Of course, I'm the only one who ever allowed terrorists to blow up Midtown Manhattan.
to attack the Pentagon. And he has the nerve to stand out there and say this stuff, huh? He has the nerve to stand there and say what he says. The other day, Wednesday, he made a very thoughtful argument for why he should not be in office. Here's what he said.
A political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as your commander-in-chief.
He couldn't be more right, could he? He jumped to conclusions about the connections between Saddam and 9/11. Or at least he led America to believe that. He jumped to conclusions about weapons of mass destruction, or he led America to believe that. He jumped to conclusions about
mission accomplished,
or at least he led America to believe that. And since then, we've had another 900 Americans dead and another 50 or 60,000 Iraqis. He jumped to conclusions about how we had enough troops on the ground to win the peace. At least that's what he told America. And because he jumped to these conclusions, terrorists and insurgents and just common Iraqis may very well have their hands on powerful explosives that are attacking and killing our troops. We are stuck in Iraq. We have no plan, no way to win, not the war or the peace. Americans are less safe at home and abroad. He is unfit. Dear God, he is unfit to be the commander-in-chief. And he's traveling around the battleground states talking. You know, I watched today, where was it? In Columbus, Ohio. A huge crowd. Oh, my God. There had to be 50,000 people there, weren't there, Kathy? And if they were real, I mean, that's what I saw on TV. I don't know. Maybe it was photoshopped. I have no idea. But there he was. Tens of thousands of people. Don't they understand what this man has done to us? Don't they? What does it take? Oh, God, I've been saying that for, 4 years? Why keep saying it? Why keep saying it? So finally, we hear from Bin Laden's mouth the actual reasons why he engineered or ordered or formulated or thought up the attack on this country. Bin Laden did. They're the reasons. You know, he mocks Bush. He said, well, what? We attack because we don't like your freedom? Oh, kiss my burqa'd butt. That's not why we attacked. Here's why we attacked. And then he lists the reasons. And he's listed the reasons before. Does that justify what he did? Why? Hell no. All it does is make George W. Bush look like a fool as well as a liar. Here's a guy who honestly, I mean, we go into a country that was effectively just nothing. What was in Iraq? Oh, I'm not talking about their natural resources. It was a country that had been weakened, brought to its knees, 12 years of sanctions, and look where we are in Iraq. We're having our asses kicked. Oh, well, yeah, the kill ratio is 100 to 1, okay, or 100,000 Iraqis dead, 1,000 Americans dead. You know, Rumsfeld would say, hey, that's pretty good, that's not bad, 1,000 to 1, we could outlast them. But here's Bin Laden, who orders people, you know, he looks at missile defense, he looks at, you know, he laughs, he orders people with box cutters. He orders people with box cutters to get on jets and turn America from the land of the free and the home of the brave into a sniggling, cowardly, whimpering 290 million of us, overseen by George W. Bush and John Ashcroft and Dick Cheney. That's what this guy did, who wants to operate in the 12th century. Why don't we just let him? Sad truth is Bush couldn't catch Assam the American, even if he existed. Boy, did that, was that tape short-lived or what? Hi, I am Assam the American. We are going, oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Who are you? Belushi? Get out of here. And then Bin Laden shows up. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I think everybody sort of feels now we should be united against terrorism, except for the administration would rather go and grab some oil. Well, the grabbing is good. I don't know why we went to war in Iraq, and I know everything. And you know what? You don't either. And I find that fascinating. That's the kind of crap that just fascinates me.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hello, my name is Mike Leckrone, director of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. My passion has always been the arts, so I was naturally drawn to an organization that helps children and adults with disabilities reach their full potential through artistic expression.
Join Mike and become a friend of Very Special Arts. Call 1-866-672-ARTS.
We need the support of friends like you to make dreams a reality. So come on, Wisconsin. Become a friend of Very Special Arts. And on, Wisconsin!
Madison has a new radio station, The Mike 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Suchet. Osama bin Laden appears in a new videotape discussing the upcoming presidential election and warns that Al-Qaeda remains motivated to strike again. In defense of President Bush, Senator Lindsey Graham says, although bin Laden remains free and alive, the Bush administration has accomplished a lot in this war on terror.
Big event happened in Afghanistan when women could vote. We're transforming Iraq. That's the essentially the way to win this war, is to do many things at once and empower moderate forces in the Mideast.
Florida Senator Bob Graham says the bin Laden tapes are a reminder of another Bush failure.
Tora Bora is a factual issue. We don't have to debate it. The fact is we did have Osama bin Laden surrounded.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger accompanied President Bush in Columbus, Ohio today. Earlier in Toledo, the president reacts to the latest bin Laden tape.
I also want to say to the American people that we're at war with these terrorists, and I am confident that we will prevail.
Former President Bill Clinton campaigned for Senator Kerry in Vegas today.
You can do better. We can make a fresh start. We can make a new beginning. And I know John Kerry, he'll make a good president if you elect him on Tuesday. Thank you, and God bless you.
Senator John Edwards' airplane just made an emergency landing in Raleigh, North Carolina, after a cameraman's battery exploded. It filled the cabin with smoke and set a chair on fire. Nobody was hurt. On to the issue of Iraq now. A body in that country may be that of a native Japanese recently taken hostage.
The identity cannot be positively confirmed yet, so U.S. forces are sending the body to Doha, Qatar, where Japanese authorities will then be able to get a better look and identify the body. In the meantime, however, the government has informed the family of Shose Koda that they do believe that he has been found and been killed.
That's CNN Radio's Otiko Schubert reporting. U.S. warplanes are back over Fallujah, dropping 500-pound bombs. This is CNN Radio News.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, heart attack, and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and worse. What to do? Today, millions use a patented drug called Jointritis. Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever plus the skin conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis uses directed, works deep to relieve even the worst minor arthritis pain. Jointritis. Pain relief with peace of mind.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder. Spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
California's Secretary of State is saying a record number of voters could turn out in the polls this Tuesday. Jim Roop reports.
There are 16.5 million registered voters in California, with 1.5 million of those joining the ranks since the March 2nd primary. 73% turnout's expected, making the number of votes cast about 12 million. The registrar's office is having a hard time keeping up. For one, a record number of absentee ballots already cast, 4.3 million are expected, and the registrar's office is so short-staffed it's not yet begun to count. Also, with so many new registered voters this month, they may not make the roll, therefore having to cast a provisional ballot. Real headache, we're told, for those who count and verify votes. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Elizabethtown, New York. Repeat sex offender Lowell Perot was sentenced Friday to 325 life sentences under the state's three strikes law, his latest rape victim, a 9-year-old girl. In Mount Pleasant, Texas, a body found in a coal chute is that of wanted sex offender Arnott Thompson. Officials say he died of coal asphyxiation and his death was accidental. This is news from CNN Radio. Oil prices steadied Friday. U.S. crude at about $50.92 a barrel. London Brent crude eased at $48.19. An employee for the Army Corps of Engineers wants whistleblower status as the FBI begins probing whether or not Vice President Dick Cheney's former company Halliburton unfairly won no-bid contracts for Iraq and Afghanistan.
The woman says that her professional position as the top contracting officer at the Army Corps of Engineers, which of course is responsible for all of this activity, was, shall we say, put in jeopardy. So she wants to talk about it. She wants to tell what she knows. Federal law enforcement officials say this is all now in their bailiwick. They are looking into it. When someone makes an allegation, they are obligated to look into it, and that is what they are doing.
That's CNN Radio's Barbara Starr reporting. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Edwards has to prove that he's not just this slick, good-looking neophyte to politics. And I think that was another thing they had to deal with, is his super slick, handsome guy who was, you know, made by pod people underground. Like the good-looking train pulled up and dumped everything off on his doorstep and left.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. We're Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It is the Halloween program. Good evening, I am Dick Cheney. Good evening, I am Dick Cheney. Cheney's like the Muppet on Sesame Street, the Count. One, two, three, three Halliburton lawsuits. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Angus emailed in during the break the comparison I was trying to make to U.S. soldiers on what the Muslims see as sacred ground, Saudi Arabia. Angus writes, as to the American soldiers on the sacred sand, the comparison I always use is if the Chinese set up a garrison in the middle of the Vatican. It's a comparison that involves different skin color, soldiers, and holy sites all in one. Yeah, I guess that's certainly the truth. Not to mention culture and religion. Back to the hardcore stuff here in just a second, but it's been a tradition that I have done for a long time, talking about Samhain. That's Halloween. We all let the common stereotypes about this holiday fool us, and in fact, it's a pretty important holiday. The proper name, of course, for Halloween is Samhain. It's sometimes referred to as the Witch's New Year because in the pagan or the in the pagan faith, the religion the year starts and ends with Samhain, this holiday. It began being called Halloween because the Catholic Church created All Saints Day on November 1st, or All Hallows Day. And that was an attempt, of course, you know, the Roman Church subsumed or consumed various pagan holidays as they worked their way across Europe and into Africa and eventually into South America. So All Hallows Eve, of course, Hallows Eve, Hallows Eve, Hallows Eve, finally wanted to be Halloween. If you're all concerned about the pagan nature of this holiday, then you should probably stop celebrating Christmas and Easter, too, because even though those holidays were thoroughly adopted by the Christian faith, they were both originally pagan celebrations. Halloween, though, is the only one that's kept most of its pagan meanings without the Christian overtones, although when you think about Yule or Christmas, there's so many pagan aspects that were retained by the Roman Church. But Halloween, or Samhain, has some common errors associated with it. One is that Halloween is celebrated to honor the Celtic god of the dead, Samhain. The Celts had no such god. The word Samhain more likely came from the Gaelic word for summer's end, which is fitting since that's precisely what the holiday is celebrating. There's nothing satanic about Halloween. It's been Americanized. You know, we've got all the weird noises on the program tonight and the spooky stuff. But there's nothing weird about it except for the fact that it was at a time when the veil between the living and the dead was the most thin. It's the third and last of the year's harvest festivals to pagans. The idea was the crops are in, it's time to relax and prepare for the long winter ahead. It's time to reflect on the events of the past year, and that's what makes it spooky now. We reflect on the events of the past year. How can we sit here and not be terrified? And I'm not talking about whether or not we got the crops in. And it's at this time of the year in the pagan faith that spirits travel from this world to the next, both good and evil spirits. In other words, good people and Dick Cheney. Good people and Donald Rumsfeld. Good people and George Bush. So, one last thing. Many fundamentalist Christian groups have a real strong negative bias toward any religion that's different from their own. So, if you go to some of those crazy Christian websites and read about this pagan holiday, you know, take it with a grain of salt, okay? I really do get very intrigued. I don't believe in any, as you know, any religion, which is not to say I'm not spiritual, but the pagan rituals have always kind of intrigued me. You know, maybe it's because I've got some of that Celtic blood in me, right? Well, your name is Michael Malloy, isn't it? And isn't your daughter's name Molly? And aren't you married to a woman named what was your not your dad's name, but you're Irish too, right? Brian, that's right. You come from the Brian clan. Oh, Brian! Only not with the O. You don't use the O in Old Malloy either. So I guess it's a connection to the old sod, to the old country, the Celtic, the Irish. It's always intrigued me. So I just wanted to get that said. Okay, I know we got to talk about death and destruction and Bush and the end of his reign and the rise of Kerry. And isn't he Irish? John Kerry? Is he not Irish? Or is he Jewish? Who knows? I don't know. So yeah, tonight what we are doing is you know, we're not trying to get cute with a Samhain. Again, I think it's a very intriguing and interesting, just like Christmas is, just like Easter is. I get fascinated with Easter, you know, the rise of Christ, the conquering of death, and you know, like, whoa, really, man, and Christmas with all the pagan ornaments that still adorn that holiday. You know, the virgin birth is at the center of it now, the Christianized Yule. But Halloween is intriguing. It's always my favorite time of the year to begin with. Oh, that was boring? I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not, you know, walking on the ceiling like I do every night. Come Monday, we're going to be joined by Mike Rupert from the wilderness. You can check out his website, copvcia.com. copvcia.com or fromthewilderness.com. I've had Mike Rupert on before, and he's a very entertaining and enlightening guest. He's a former Los Angeles cop who discovered back in the 80s that the first Bush and Reagan and Oliver North and the rest of them were destroying the country in order to fund their illegal wars in Central America by importing massive amounts of cocaine. And Rupert discovered this while he was working as a cop. He tried to put a stop to it and damn near lost his life. And as you can well imagine, and I'm sure most of the people who listen to this program or this network are familiar with Mike Rupert. So he'll be on the program Monday night. Also, we have a couple other guests because it is election eve. I'm not sure who else we're going to have. We're working on a couple of surprise guests. And as you know, I don't normally do guests, but I think it's important because depending on what happens Tuesday, this program will continue or it might not. You understand what I'm saying? American democracy, such as it is, may continue or it might not. Representative government may continue after November 2nd, or it might not. So keeping that at the forefront of the consciousness of your humble and obedient servant here, we have some guests scheduled, and we're going to talk about some very, very serious things on Monday night in preparation. Then Tuesday night, election night, it's going to be kind of very different. Air America will be anchoring, I believe, starting around 9 o'clock, anchoring from New York City. And we'll be covering this election until all the way around till 6 o'clock in the morning with all live programming. There will be no rebroadcasts on Election Eve. Laura Flanders is going to be in. Al Franken will be in Boston. Randy Rhodes will be in West Palm. We'll be here in Atlanta. Chuck D will be in Columbus. Catherine Lamfer. Lamfer will. Al's partner will be co-hosting in New York, anchoring in New York. With who? Who's she going to be? Oh God, I'm drawing a blank. We got the memo, but I just don't have it in front of me. So anyway, a big, big night here on Air America as on election night as we try to. Rachel Maddow will be co-hosting with Catherine Lamfer, but a huge evening for Air America Radio. This will be our first, as a radio network, our first presidential election. And wouldn't you know, it would be one where the forces of darkness are struggling to retain a stranglehold in this country and the forces of light are trying to overthrow it. We'll be back. Quick break. I'm Mike Molloy.
It's by making the right choices, we can make the right choice for our future.
Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Yippee! I'm gonna be on TV!
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You know what I can't stand, and this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy? The backhanded compliment centering around John Edwards today. He's a world-class litigator, trial lawyer, pocketed millions and millions of dollars. It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
This Halloween, he's coming home, slave to the Republican leadership in Madison, minion to the big drug companies everywhere. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie, the beginning.
Now just calm down, ma'am, and tell me what happened.
He's always supported the big drug companies, it's true, but it's gotten worse. In Washington, he was a member of the Bush administration that worked to stop seniors from buying low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I don't understand. He says now he'll work to allow prescription drugs from Canada.
It's not true! Look at the record! Just look at his record! Oh, my God! There he is!
Brett Davis. He'll say anything to deceive you. He'll try to run from his record, but he can't change the past. Brett Davis is a right-wing zombie, and now he's coming for you.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mic, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
22 past the hour, coming up after the next break. The famous Mike Malloy reading of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. So stick around for that, okay? If you dare. All right. Phil is calling from L.A. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
a major observation, but first let me say that I voted by early out here in California yesterday. Really long lines. I used one of the new touch screens. I was not given the option to do it any other way. I own a software company that writes, by just coincidence, a software application that uses touch screens. Not that it's really all that important, but it's mm-hmm. I've been in the business for a long time, so I understand the corruptibility of the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm bringing it up. I believe that the announcement today, the Bin Laden tape, which was, the timing is just too perfect. I think it's game over. I think what has happened as a result of this tape being released is, and I don't think everyone's really caught on to it yet, I've believed for a very long time now that they fully intend to steal the election with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
29% of the people in this country are using these machines.
Yeah.
They're made by private companies. The code is proprietary. It's trivial to rig them. There's no way to check.
Right.
So really the problem that they faced was, how do you provide some sort of cover of legitimacy to the victory? And that's what today did. That's what today's announcement did. And if you'll indulge me, I'll tell you why.
Sure, go ahead.
There is only one issue on upon which George Bush has a clear and decisive advantage over John Kerry in every single poll.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. However, George Bush is perceived as being the one that can keep us safe from terrorists.
Isn't that funny? But you're absolutely right.
Okay. So what they've done is they have, going into the final weekend before the election, they have given the country the potential realization that this is now one issue, and the one issue is terrorism, so that when they do the rigging, which they fully have intended to rig from the beginning, now they can have a landslide, actually,
mm-hmm.
because they can just say, it's very simple, everyone obviously, well, the polls didn't reflect it because it was last minute, but people went into those polls and they were thinking about terrorism.
Yeah.
And as we all know, the country trusts George Bush more than they trust John Kerry on the issue of terrorism. No, but that's all that was on their minds. And I think they're going to give him a landslide. I think we're talking over 300, maybe over 350. I think they'll leave Kerry with California and New York and Illinois and maybe a couple of others, I guess Massachusetts.
Phil, I understand where you're coming from, but I just totally disagree with that.
Tell me why. Please talk me out of this.
Well,
I'm an attorney also, by the way, and I'm going off to New Mexico on Sunday to monitor a polling station with my wife, who's also an attorney. So I've given the maximum amount of money I can give. I'm so vigorously anti-Bush. I'm right up there with you.
I understand.
So convince
and maybe,
me I'm wrong.
Maybe. I'm not saying you're wrong. Oh God, no. I'm saying I disagree. And I'm my disagreement may be based, it may be faith-based. God, I hate that term. But it may be that I still retain more than a shred of faith that the numbers will be strong enough for Kerry.
I ran them already, and I don't think they can be, because I ran them a long time ago. If you've got 30% of the country running touchscreens,
right.
And they can rig as much of that as they want, which they can, that means of the remaining 70%, Kerry has to get, coincidentally, about 70% of those. I don't think he can. I don't think he can get 70% of the other votes.
Mm-hmm.
And unless he does that, Bush can take a victory out of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the machines are rigged, and I have no reason to believe that they are not, if the machines are rigged, then, yeah, it's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's over before it begins.
It absolutely is. And what they needed to do, to get some sense of legitimacy here, was they needed plausibility to this victory, this supposed victory. And I think this gives it to them. I really do. And I hate to say it, and it shouldn't be, but I really, really believe that the election is now over.
Well, we have to go through the mechanics of it all. If there's no way to tell an election has been stolen, That puts everybody at a decided disadvantage. I honestly believe that's what happened here in Georgia in 2002.
Oh, yeah, with Cleland?
With Cleland.
Absolutely.
And the governor, and the governor, Roy Barnes.
I completely agree.
Who both of whom were leading by high single digits, both of whom, according to exit polls, had their re-election assured, and both of whom, when the sun rose the next door, were declared the losers. And we were the first ones to use Diebold machines throughout the state.
Yeah. I remember that. So. Now, have you ever, back in your college days or whatever, have you ever written any software?
No, I have not. No, this is all new to me. Listen, Phil, I hate to say this, but we are running out of time here, pal.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, listen, what I want you to do, if you would, is make sure you call this program on Wednesday. Not that there will be results, but let's talk again, okay? Well, I guess that's a yes. Thanks, Phil. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
No safety or surprise, the end.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Now, apparently on international flights in first class, you get real knives and you're closer to the cockpit, so have at it. But we arrested Cat Stevens today, who is a supporter of Muslim charities, as well as the founder of the Stop Confusing Me with Harry Chapin and Jim Croce Society. So I feel safer.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Attention Vioxx users. The following is an important message from the law firm of Davis, Saperstein, and Solomon. Merck has finally taken Vioxx off the market as a result of an explosive study. Research indicates that long-term use of Vioxx carries an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, blood clots, and kidney damage. If you have taken Vioxx for a year or more, you are at increased risk of these side effects. You need a law firm with years of experience in pharmaceutical litigation protecting your legal rights now. So, if you took Vioxx for a year longer and have suffered a heart attack, a stroke, blood clots, or kidney damage, call the law firm of Davis, Saperstein & Solomon at 1-800-LAW-2000 and find out about your legal rights. The call is free. The advice is free. Davis, Saperstein & Solomon maintains offices in New York and at 375 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey. So call 1-800-LAW-2000 today or find us on the web at VioxxLegalRights.com. We also welcome attorney referrals, so call 1-800-LAW-2000.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Hot stock alert.
Fly first class, free.
Get paid what you're worth.
Improve your luck line today.
You've already been approved.
Your mailbox is over its size limit. Your computer will now shut down.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's not a program. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam. And every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. Protect your business with the Spam Firewall that Network Computing Magazine made their editor's choice as the number one anti-spam solution in the world. Get your free evaluation unit today and stop the spam. Snuff out the viruses with the Barracuda Spam Firewall. 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or BarracudaNetworks.com.
Thank you for calling General Steel for your free information.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your ad says I can build a warehouse, retail store, church, or whatever for nearly half the price. There's got to be a catch.
No catch, sir. If you compare structures, a general steel building will save you about half the price of similar conventional construction.
Yeah, but what's it going to look like?
They're quite attractive. We can give them the look you want from stucco to brick to stone. But there is one thing I failed to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
You'll have it erected in about half the time.
Half the time. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but General Steel can get you a new building for about half the cost, and it will go up in about half the time of conventional construction. The size is totally up to you, and the price, amazing. If you need warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space, or if your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call for your free information at 1-888-34-STEEL. That's 1-888-34-STEEL. 1-888-34-STEEL.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Mornings Edition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on the mic, 92.1.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Strange faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Knock, knock. Trick or treat. Who's there?
Assam the American. Carl, already told you we don't have any more candy. Now get out of here with that Assam the American crap.
Do they really think we're that stupid? Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. I started this. If you're on hold, stick around. I will get your call. But we're going to do something here that I started some time ago when... In talk radio. It's just a diversion for me and maybe for you too. It helps retain a little bit of sanity, although that's very difficult to do in these days. Edgar Allan Poe, whose poetry and short stories have a particular element of horror in them, was required reading a million years ago when I was in school. I don't know if he's still... I'm talking about high school. So what we have here is The Telltale Heart, which was one of his short stories that I found especially spooky. I hope you enjoy. True. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been, and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all was the sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken and observe how healthily, how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none. Passion there was none. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold I had no desire. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. He had the eye of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold, and so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now this is the point. You fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing, but you should have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I proceeded, with what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation. I went to work. I was never kinder to the old man than during the week before I killed him. And every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it, oh so gently, and then, when I had made an opening sufficient for my head, I put in a dark lantern, all closed, closed, that no light shone out, and then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I thrust it in. I moved it slowly, very, very slowly, so that I might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed. Ha! Would a madman have been so wise as this? And then, when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, oh so cautiously, cautiously, for the hinges creaked. I undid it just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture eye. And this I did for 7 long nights, every night just at midnight. But I found the eye always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work, for it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning when the day broke, I went boldly into the chamber and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a hearty tone, and inquiring how he had passed the night. So you see, he would have been a very profound old man indeed to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him while he slept. Upon the 8th night, I was more than usually cautious in opening the door. A watch's minute hand moved more quickly than did mine. Never before that night had I felt the extent of my own powers, of my sagacity. I could barely contain my feelings of triumph. To think that there I was, opening the door little by little, and he not even to dream of my secret deeds or thoughts. I fairly chuckled at the idea. And perhaps he heard me, for he moved on the bed suddenly, as if startled. Now, you may think that I drew back, but no, his room was as black as pitch, with the thick darkness, for the shutters were close fastened through fear of robbers. And so I knew that he could not see the opening of the door, and I kept pushing it on steadily, steadily. I had my head in, and was about to open the lantern when my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening, and the old man sprang up in bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quiet and still and said nothing. For a whole hour I did not move a muscle, and in the meantime I did not hear him lie down. He was still sitting up in the bed, listening, just as I have done night after night, hearkening to the death watches in the wall. Presently I heard a slight groan, and I knew it was the groan of mortal terror. It was not a groan of pain or of grief. Oh, no, it was the low, stifled sound that arises from the bottom of the soul. When overcharged with awe, I knew the sound well. Many a night, just at midnight, when all the world slept, it has welled up from my own bosom, deepening with its dreadful echo the terrors that distracted me. I say I knew it well. I knew what the old man felt. I pitied him, although I chuckled at heart. I knew that he had been lying awake ever since the first slight noise, when he had turned in the bed. His fears had been ever since growing upon him. He had been trying to fancy them causeless, but could not. He had been saying to himself, "It is nothing but the wind in the chimney. It is only a mouse crossing the floor," or, "It is merely a cricket which has made a single chirp." Yes, he had been trying to comfort himself with these suppositions, but he had found all in vain, because death, in approaching him, had stalked with his black shadow before him and enveloped the victim. And it was the mournful influence of the unperceived shadow that caused him to feel, although he never saw nor heard, to feel the presence of my head within the room. When I had waited a long time, very patiently, without hearing him lie down, I resolved to open a little, a very, very little crevice in the lantern. So I opened it. You cannot imagine how stealthily, stealthily, until at length a simple dim ray, like the thread of a spider, shot from out the crevice and fell full upon the vulture eye. It was open, wide, wide open. And I grew furious as I gazed upon it. I saw it with perfect distinctness, all a dull blue with a hideous veil over it that chilled the very marrow in my bones. But I could see nothing else of the old man's face or person, for I had directed the ray as if by instinct precisely upon the damned spot. And have I not told you that what you mistake for madness is but over-acuteness of the sense? Now, I say, there came to my ears a dull, low, quick sound, such as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I knew that sound well. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier on to courage. But even yet I refrained and kept still. I scarcely breathed. I held the lantern motionless. I tried how steadily I could to maintain the ray upon the eye. Meantime, the hellish tattoo of the heart increased. It grew quicker and quicker and louder every instant. The old man's terror must have been extreme. It grew louder, I say, louder every moment. Do you mark me well? I have told you that I am nervous, so I am. And now, at the dead hour of the night, amid the dreadful silence of that old house, so strange a noise as this excited me to uncontrollable terror. Yet for some minutes longer I refrained and stood still. But the beating grew louder, louder. I thought the heart must burst, and now a new anxiety seized me. The sound would be heard by a neighbor. The old man's hour had come. With a loud yell, I threw open the lantern and leaped into the room. He shrieked once, once only. In an instant, I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him. I then smiled gaily to find the deed so far done. But for many minutes, the heart beat on with a muffled sound. This, however, did not vex me. It would not be heard through the wall. At length, it ceased. The old man was dead. I removed the bed and examined the corpse. Yes, he was stone dead. I placed my hand upon the heart and held it there many minutes. There was no pulsation. He was stone dead. His eye would trouble me no longer. If still you think me mad, you will think so no longer when I describe the wise precautions I took for the concealment of the body. The night waned, and I worked hastily, but in silence. First of all, I dismembered the corpse. I cut off the head and the arms and the legs. I then took up three planks from the flooring of the chamber and deposited all between the scantlings. I then replaced the boards so cleverly, so cunningly, that no human eye, not even his, could have detected anything wrong. There was nothing to wash out, no stain of any kind, no blood spot whatever. I had been too wary for that. A tub had caught all when I had made an end of these labors. It was 4 o'clock, still dark as midnight. As the bell sounded the hour, there came a knocking at the street door. I went down to open it with a light heart, for what had I now to fear? There entered three men who introduced themselves with perfect suavity as officers of the police. A shriek had been heard by a neighbor during the night. Suspicion of foul play had been aroused. Information had been lodged at the police office, and they, the officers, had been deputed to search the premises. I smiled, for what had I to fear? I bade the gentlemen welcome. The shriek, I said, was my own in a dream. The old man, I mentioned, was absent in the country. I took my visitors all over the house. I bade them search. Search well. I led them at length to his chamber. I showed him his treasure, secure, undisturbed. In the enthusiasm of my confidence, I brought chairs into the room and desired them here to rest from their fatigues, while I myself, in the wild audacity of my perfect triumph, placed my own seat upon the very spot beneath which reposed the corpse of the victim. The officers were satisfied. My manner had convinced them. I was singularly at ease. They sat, and while I answered cheerily, they chatted of familiar things. But ere long I felt myself getting pale and wished them gone. My head ached, and I fancied ringing in my ears. But still they sat and still chatted. The ringing became more distinct. It continued and became more distinct. I talked more freely to get rid of the feeling, but it continued and gained definiteness until at length I found that the noise was not within my ears. No doubt I now grew very pale, but I talked more fluently and with a heightened voice. Yet the sound increased, and what could I do? It was a low, dull, quick sound, much like a sound as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I gasped for breath, and yet the officers heard it not. I talked more quickly, more vehemently, but the noise steadily increased. I arose and argued about trifles in a high key and with violent gesticulations, but the noise steadily increased. Why would they not be gone? I paced the floor to and fro with heavy strides, as if excited to fury by the object
observations of the men, but the noise steadily increased. Oh, God, what could I do? I foamed, I raved, I swore. I swung the chair upon which I had been sitting and grated it upon the boards. But the noise arose over all and continually increased. It grew louder, 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 and still the men chatted pleasantly and smiled. Was it possible they heard not? Almighty God, no! No, they heard! They suspected! They knew! They were making a mockery of my horror. This, I thought, and this, I think. But anything else, anything was better than this agony. Anything was more tolerable than this derision. I could bear those hypocritical smiles no longer. I felt that I must scream or die. And now, again, hark, louder, 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 louder! Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here, it is the beating of his hideous heart.
God, that scared me. Oh, woo! Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. Oh, I love that story. I love that story. Poor bastard. When Kathy first printed that off for me and we were getting it ready, I couldn't help but think of, oh my God, I kept thinking, I don't know how, but I kept thinking of Ashcroft. Quick break, we'll be back. This is Air America, I'm Mike Malloy. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Part of the fun of going to the ballpark is downing a cold beer and hot dog.
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Now there's a healthy, meat-free alternative good for you and the planet.
There are vegetarians. There are people with cultural inclinations toward a plant-based diet.
Thanks to Soy Happy, a consumer advocacy group that promotes healthy eating, baseball fans can nosh on veggie dogs guilt-free.
Providing vegetarian alternatives in mainstream venues is a good idea. It not only benefits people in terms of their health, but it also benefits animals and it benefits the environment.
Johanna McCloy, founder of Soy Happy, has hit a home run with 11 major league parks serving the soy dogs.
Surprisingly, the Chicago White Sox responded right away and they've been selling them ever since.
Be greener. Eat the veggie wiener. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Quick. Who's accusing the Bush administration of high crimes and misdemeanors? Obsessive secrecy. Waging war on the environment. Hint, it's not John Kerry's party. George Bush has become so radical that even traditional Republicans are alarmed and speaking out. In video interviews released on MotherJones.com, big-name conservatives from past Republican administrations are blasting the Bush record. Nixon counsel John Dean charges that Bush's obsessive secrecy amounts to an impeachable offense. Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz says Bush's Iraq crusade and his penchant for alienating allies has made us less safe than 4 years ago. Nixon Commerce Secretary Pete Peterson bemoans Bush's fiscal recklessness and says the ballooning deficit is almost criminal. And Nixon and Ford's EPA director says that Bush has declared war on the environment. Bush told us 4 years ago that he was a uniter, not a divider. Who knew he'd unite Democrats and traditional Republicans? Against him! This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Randy Rhodes Show. There's no one else like her.
The Guardian newspaper, also British. And they know what's going on in other people's backyards. Whereas here, nobody knows what's going on in anybody else's backyard. And that's why we don't mind peeing on their trees. If my dog came and took a dump in your backyard, you'd be pretty pissed. What if I didn't know about it? Wouldn't bother me.
The Randy Rhodes Show. 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
I'm here with Ed Benny from VIP Financial talking about an impressive 1% home mortgage. Ed, tell me, this is no joke.
No joke, Bob. VIP Financial is here to save everyone a ton of money refinancing or purchasing a home or investment property. If you are experiencing payment shock every month, give me a call. I can put cash back in your pocket by refinancing your home with a start rate as low as 1%. Put that extra cash to work for you. Retirement fund, college fund, or just get out and live a little.
Give Ed at VIP Financial a call today at 277-5510 and start saving with a mortgage rate of 1%.
What can $99 buy these days? $99 will still buy a car at Chev Motors. The $99 cars are back one more time this Saturday. Chev Motors is dealing down. Choose from over 150 used cars and trucks, all priced under $2,000. 25 cars will be sold for $600. 15 lucky customers can buy a car for only $99. Chev Motors is way overstocked. The selection of local trade-ins has never been better. No auction cars, but you can buy at auction prices. Save thousands and thousands of dollars on every used vehicle. Prices posted at 8:30 a.m. Saturday. Limit one $99 car per family. No dealers, please. Up to $4,000 savings on 99 or newer models in stock. If Chev Motors can sell you a car for $99, imagine how much you'll save on the car you really want. More reasons why Chev Motors is the largest independent used car and truck dealer in the Midwest.
Chev Motors, the new car alternative.
The original $99 car sale. Just one more time this year at Chev Motors West, Highway 12, Middleton.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the cash store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Fromm Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
About 5 and a half before the hour. Kelly is calling from Texas. Kelly, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to talk to you about, back in 2000, Gore criticized Bush about the Texas budget, and Bush was like, oh, we have a surplus, and we're going to keep it, and now we're a $10 billion deficit in the Texas legislature. I mean, we're having to lay off teachers. They're cutting back social programs for they're doing away with substance abuse programs at the prison when 70% of all prisoners have some kind of substance abuse program. They're just he's the opposite of King Midas. Everything that he touched turns to crap.
Yeah, really.
And,
this what you're describing is so almost common now in so many states. Especially here in the South, a lot of Southern states are suffering from this because the Southern states, a lot of industry moved down here 30, 40, 50 years ago because there were no unions and there was cheap labor, and then they realized, hell, we got away with it moving from the North to the South. Let's move from the South to Mexico. And now they say, hey, we got away with that. Let's move from Mexico to China. I don't know where in the hell they're going to move next, Mars or someplace. But here in the South, a lot of that is true. The tax base for revenue has been absolutely destroyed with the outsourcing, deficit spending that Bush is doing. Most states don't allow deficit spending. I mean, if you don't have the money, you can't spend anything. Some states are a little bit different, but most states you have to balance the budget. That's why everybody gets laid off and teachers get fired and substance abuse programs are ended in prisons, because the states are prohibited by their constitutions from deficit spending like Bush can. So it's a damn shame when you think about how many people are going to suffer kids and old people and prisoners and mental patients and physically challenged. It's just astonishing, just astonishing.
Did you get a chance to read the Russ Baker article on about Bush wanting to invade Iraq?
No, I haven't read anything by Russell Baker for a while. I missed that one.
It's this author named Mickey Herkowitz mm-hmm. was going to be the ghostwriter for Bush's
book. I've read about that. Yeah, but I didn't read Baker's column. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. He said Herkowitz ended up getting let go, and they replaced him for Karen Hughes, and she ended up writing the book. But mm-hmm. Herkowitz said that Bush told him that the key to being a good leader is to never admit a mistake.
If you're a totalitarian, you know, that is, if you're in the Middle East, like the Saudi royal family, or if you're a king from the Middle Ages, or if you're the Pope, I guess that's true. You don't, you're infallible. But Bush is just a common human being like anybody else who couldn't govern his way out of a wet paper bag. It's laughable. It's absolutely laughable when somebody like Bush adopts a policy of no explanations, no apologies. That's laughable. But yeah, that's obviously what he's doing, and it makes him look like. I wonder if he realizes what a jackass it makes him look like to people who still have a brain left, like you, like me.
Well, he is a jackass.
He is indeed. Kelly, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Of course.
No, I've always, you know, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it.
Morning seditions. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
One time when I was like 3 years old, I fell down and I hit my head on the table and I started crying. Now, as a parent, what would your first response be? You would want to what? Comfort the kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
What my mother did was when she saw how much pain I was in, she went over and smacked her own head in the table so we could both be in pain at the same time.
Morning sedition from 5 to 8. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The mic. 92.1.
A representative government requires the voice of the people. In the last three presidential elections, 100 million eligible voters were silent. Register yourself, your family, and your friends to vote. It's a simple task with big results. Join the 10 for Change project and mobilize others to speak up. Your voice is your vote. 10forchange.org. Brought to you by Wisconsin Now.
Tell your friends about Madison's new progressive talk, The Mic.
Listen online.
TheMic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. A new videotape of Osama bin Laden has been uncovered just 4 days before the presidential election. Bin Laden said President Bush was not honest about why the country was attacked on September 11th, and he added that U.S. security cannot be determined by either Mr. Bush or Senator John Kerry. CNN Radio's John King reports on reaction from White House spokesman Scott McClellan.
He says the government is analyzing whether it needs to raise the terror alert level here in the United States. Our other sources, of course, saying no plans to do so at this moment. But Mr. McClellan saying they are analyzing the tape to see if raising the threat level would be necessary. And he said that the American people are united to defeat the ideology of hatred Bin Laden speaks to on this tape.
Bin Laden says he decided to attack the World Trade Center after the 1982 Israeli invasion of Lebanon, and U.S. foreign policy has incited al-Qaeda's war against America. The Bin Laden tape has become an issue on the campaign trail. Senator Kerry told Miami TV station WISN the president could have captured Bin Laden by now.
I regret that when George Bush had the opportunity in Afghanistan at Tora Bora, he didn't choose to use American forces to hunt down and kill Osama bin Laden. He outsourced the job to Afghan warlords. I would never have done that.
While campaigning in Columbus, Ohio, Mr. Bush again claimed Kerry is flip-flopping.
Senator Kerry also went on to say about Tora Bora on national TV, "I think we've been smart. I think the administration's leadership has done it well, and we are on the right track. I couldn't have said it better myself."
On the final weekend of the campaign, the president will travel to Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Florida. Kerry speaks in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. Absentee voters in another battleground state of Pennsylvania will have an extra 8 days for their votes to be counted. The state government came to an agreement with an attorney representing two soldiers serving overseas. This is CNN Radio News.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur-Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
"My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it."
"Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news."
"Oh, you bring good news?"
"Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico."
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
A spokesman for Japan's foreign ministry says a body found in Iraq resembles a Japanese civilian taken hostage by militants. The kidnappers had been threatening to behead the hostage unless Japanese Prime Minister Yunichiro Koizumi pulled Japan's troops out of Iraq. CNN Radio's Atika Schubert reports from Tokyo.
It's unlikely to change his stance at this point. However, of course, we don't know what kind of public pressure this will put on Prime Minister Koizumi. In the past, certainly, with previous hostage takings, he has said he will stand firm, he will not give in to terrorists, and that troops will not be withdrawn.
The body is being tested in Qatar. House Speaker Dennis Hastert confronted National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice during a private meeting this summer over the issue of ammunition depots in Iraq. The meeting came 4 months before a cache of explosives went missing from an arms depot near Baghdad. The U.S. military says American warplanes have launched airstrikes against targets in two different sections of Fallujah. A spokesman says two bombs were used to take out weapons facilities. This is news from CNN Radio. You probably know the phrase, spring forward, fall back. Well, the second part of that equation comes Sunday morning at 2 a.m. when the clocks are turned back 1 hour. If you've ever forgotten to reset your clock, you're not alone. Adam Popple, a teacher in Philadelphia, did not change his clocks one time the night before work.
"I was all flustered, thought I was going to be late for my job. So I put my shirt inside out and I wore two different colored socks. But I realized I wore two different colored socks. But I didn't realize my shirt was inside out. I just was in such a hurry to get to work."
Daylight saving time resumes in April. A 10-year-old girl is undergoing a complicated surgery in New York after losing an eye during last month's terrorist attack at a Russian school. The girl sustained significant facial damage after being hit by a piece of shrapnel. Friends and family members of actor Christopher Reeve have paid their final respects at a private memorial. Reeve was paralyzed the last 10 years of his life, and he died this month. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Wolves normally don't put a kerchief on their heads and impersonate grandmothers. Those are the bad wolves. Yeah. The good wolves just roam free in their own outfits. The thug wolves, if you will. And the bad wolves. Don't blame all wolves on the ones who go to the Goodwill and get the granny outfit and steal the picnic basket. That is the message.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Hey, happy Halloween. Happy Samhain. Blessed be. Merry meet and merry meet again. It is our Halloween program. You can tell by the music. That's about all we can do. We left the broomsticks at home. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. You know what we've been talking about tonight? Just the madness of King George. And after 3 years, $200 billion, 4,000 American lives, 100,000 Iraqi lives, although Saddam is still alive, 20,000 Afghan lives, although bin Laden is still alive. And after all of this, Osama bin Laden shows up today on every single television outlet in the United States and most in the world. There he is. Hi, I'm still here. Guess what? Have you met my cousin, Assam the American? Yeah, we sent you a videotape about him, too. Right? Huh? Is there any doubt that George W. Bush is not only a bully and a coward, but he's a complete and utter failure? There sits bin Laden, lecturing the Americans, lecturing the world, really, but focusing on the Americans. This is why I came to your country and killed 3,000 people. And to me, Osama bin Laden, it's very logical. There he sits. And there sits Bush, bin Laden's doppelganger. I mean, the two of them, they're religiously fanatic despots. Both of them would like to live in a different century. 12th would be preferable. To Bush, it'd be more like the 10th or the 11th, so he could lead literal crusades into the Middle East to slaughter the Muslims and kill the Jews along the way. But there they are. George W. Bush is still in office. Osama bin Laden is still on videotape. And you know what? It's probably going to go on and on. I realize Kerry is saying what he has to say, and I'm sure he means it. You know, we'll track him down, we'll kill him. But Senator, we've heard this, and I know you have a better plan. I understand. But after all this time, since the attack on this country, after the criminal activity of the Bush crime family, the invasion of Iraq, which many a wag has pointed out would have been like FDR after the attack on Pearl Harbor invading Mexico. Of course, George W. Bush needs to be removed peacefully and legally from office. Just a program note, and then to your calls here. If you like, check out The Best of Malloy this weekend on this network, True Seekers. Due to daylight savings time, you get an extra hour of fun and frivolity with your humble and obedient servant. That's right. You get an extra hour. I don't know. What are they going to pull? Oh, okay. There's a replay of my conversation with Mark Crispin Miller. Was that last night? Boy, time rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Was it Wednesday? So if you missed it, or if you want to hear it again, this weekend is your chance. Now, this is Saturday night going into Sunday. Okay, Saturday night, tomorrow night going into Sunday. So when you're out partying tomorrow night for Samhain, or Halloween, as you earthlings call it, on the way home, tune in. Put your car radio on your local affiliate that carries Air America Radio and have an extra hour of the Malloy program. Really scare the hell out of you. Stephen is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Mike?
Yes, sir.
You can hear me okay?
I hear
okay.
You just fine.
Oh, well, I got caught in a joke. I was thinking about this quote from Osama bin Laden about the goat thing, and I was thinking, it's probably taken 3 years for George Bush to finish that book.
It probably has. But it probably has.
I don't know. I've been out of work, so I have quite a bit of the day to be here at home. And I've been home since like 11, and I've just been listening to radio all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And just it was around noon when I kind of heard you know, Osama's got this tape, and then I started hearing all sorts of things about this tape, and it just, at first it freaked me out probably like just about everybody else, but then I started thinking to myself, this is the best thing. This is the best thing for Kerry to have right now, because it just perfectly encapsulates everything wrong with the Bush administration.
That's true, but
I mean, it's gotten to the point where all the right wings would say, you know, well, you have no evidence that all this is existing, and then we finally this week start getting stuff like the video of bombs and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and then they're all wishy-washy, but it's like now we finally have something. I mean, if this doesn't wake people up,
I share your optimism about this, Steve. And let me interrupt if I may.
Sure.
I share your optimism. When I saw Bin Laden taped today on CNN or MSNBC, wherever the hell I watched it, I had basically the same feeling. If the American public, forget the undecideds, I'm talking about the pro-Bush morons, if they need anything more than this ice-cold slap across their dead faces, look, this is what your boy, George W. Bush, has allowed. Here sits Osama bin Laden, frankly looking healthier than Bush looks, and certainly healthier than Cheney, lecturing America as to why he attacked us. And Bush has just written him off. He never cared about bin Laden anyway. What they wanted was the oil in Iraq, which is what they've gotten. So I don't know. I don't know that I share your hope that the American public will get it.
Well, I don't know if they'll get it because I mean, everybody's been talking about the timing of this thing, and it is very strange. But, I mean, you've got to realize, you know, this week the Red Sox win. We get a lunar eclipse. We get all sorts of stuff. We finally start getting proof in our hands.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but I guess one thing that struck me about it, and this comes out of a book about the band King Crimson, who incidentally have the perfect theme music for Bush, which is 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Yeah.
But,
well, I've been a fan of theirs ever since House of the Crimson King.
Yeah,
that's
off that album. Actually, when you look at the cover of that album, that's what I think of people coming away from the towers.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not House of the Crimson King.
Was
it K?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kind of mumbling here. I'm sorry. What is it?
Well, I there's a quote
in the court of the Crimson King. I'm sorry, I've still got my mind
in
on
the court of the Crimson King
on Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. It's
God
it's
spoke
the Halloween
to me.
Thing. You know, I mean, let me say this, and maybe this is why I'm optimistic. The guitarist who still fronts this band.
Uh-huh.
King Crimson, literally 30 years after they started. It's in different configurations now. They released an album a couple years ago called Construction of White, and he was talking about the title has a provocative ambiguity about it. Quote, I visited a Church of England clergyman in 1975, a rare one who knew J.G.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett, disciple of Gurdjieff.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me some very practical and profound advice. There is a law. Light drives out the dark. Do not concern yourself with driving out the dark. Concern yourself with bringing in the light.
That's good. I like that. I like that.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen by next Tuesday? Who knows what they've got rigged up? I don't know. You know, I mean, we're just going to find this out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we allow ourselves to shut down and say, well, they've won, well, then they have won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this week we've had perfect things. You know, I mean, their whole empire is crumbled, and now all these right wing people may have something to cling on to.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, you know, it's I don't know. I don't like the man, but the one good thing that Giuliani did after the towers came down was he kept telling everybody, look. Go on with your life. You know, don't let the terrorists, you know, scare you, because that, you know, I mean, then they've won.
I know, I mean, I know. I hear you. Hey, listen, I hate to do this, but I have to leave you there, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the King Crimson reference. Are you familiar with League of Crafty Guitarists?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in that, but I do know who...
Same family, same family. And did you know that Brian Eno was the producer of a couple of U2 albums?
Yeah,
Doesn't that crack you up? Hey, listen, we got a break. What the hell am I doing? We got a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
If somebody went to Harvard, you'll know about it within the first 5 sentences of some type of conversation. They never will say they just went to college or university. There will be a reason to say that it's Harvard, in the same way that no one describes their Porsche just as such, a car. They have to tell you what it is, and it's as annoying as anyone who just got back from Europe.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
This Halloween, he's coming home. Slave to the Republican leadership in Madison. Minion to the big drug companies everywhere. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie, the beginning.
Now just calm down, ma'am, and tell me what happened.
He's always supported the big drug companies, it's true, but it's gotten worse. In Washington, he was a member of the Bush administration that worked to stop seniors from buying low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I don't understand. He says now he'll work to allow prescription drugs from Canada.
It's not true! Look at the record! Just look at his record! Oh, my God! There he is!
Brett Davis, he'll say anything to deceive you. He'll try to run from his record, but he can't change the past. Brett Davis is a right-wing zombie, and now he's coming for you.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was.
The world
it was
has
just
waited
me.
A long time.
So join
time
me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic.
He'll say, oh, I'm disarming. After he said he has no arms.
No!
The only thing I'm going to miss about the Bush crime family are these malaprops, these half-witted, asinine comments that come out of this guy's mouth. That's of course, the other thing I don't understand is how his cult followers... Oh, never mind. King David McKenzie is calling. He's our Mississippi Bureau Chief. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Surviving, I think. The,
did you?
The Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief.
Oh, that's right. I said Mississippi. My bad. Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. Sorry. It's all the same.
Yeah, well, started off the hour with marvelous visions of Linda Blair floating through my imagination, and then you bring up Osama Jomama.
Well, we also have the League of Crafty Guitarists and King Crimson, so it kind of evens out.
Yeah, true. True enough.
Yeah.
As I understand it, I just got an email just before I called, and we finally have the October surprise. It has been accomplished. We had him for a moment, let him go, but now America has finally apprehended Cat Stevens.
Right.
He will never again attack the Billboard LP charts with lousy pop albums.
And thank God for that, right? Yusuf Islam, you are ours!
And because of his association with A&M Records, Herb Alpert is now considered an enemy combatant.
Jerry Moss and Herb Alpert, oh my God, A&M Records. You remember that, King David? Are you that old?
I remember when Phil Oakes came out with the Pleasures of the Harbor album on that
day. Oh my God.
What has been rattling through my brain for the last couple of weeks, I was reminded of a quote. Actually, this was in a lecture that Gore Vidal did. He gave in New York about a year and a half ago or so,
mm-hmm.
And he had brought up Benjamin Franklin just after apparently completing his first read of the.
You know, I just saw this on public television or else on Free Speech TV, one of the two. That video, that lecture you're talking about, is floating around alternative television or public television in video form now. So, it was excellent.
Yeah. And the part of the quote, you know, it's a longer quote, but the part that really has been rattling around in my brain is when Franklin said of the first draft of the Constitution, "I believe it is likely to be well administered and then only end due to the corruption of the people in despotism."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that does not,
I know,
just, you know, put a mental stake through the heart.
It's kind of my understanding that Franklin was one of the more cynical of the framers about this whole experiment.
Sure.
That he hoped it would succeed, but he had, I believe he was the oldest of all of them also, but I think. But I do believe he was one of the more cynical who said, well, you know, sure, let's hand them something, but they're not going to be able to keep it.
And, you know, he was the doubting Thomas of that whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this whole exercise, you know, just brings up to me what there was a comment Mort Saul had during the last election, that the that this country had started out with a population of about 4 million people, less than a third actually of what metropolitan New York has today.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, you had people the caliber of Jefferson, the Adams brothers, mm-hmm. not to mention Franklin.
Right.
And today, 300 million.
And we have George Bush.
And in 2000, the four top guys were George Bush, Al Gore, Pat Buchanan, and Ralph Nader. What can you deduce from this? Darwin lied.
Darwin did lie, and the inmates have taken over the asylum, and yada, yada, yada. We live in interesting times, don't we, David?
Yes, half of the time I think it's was probably constructed by Ray Bradbury and Harlan Ellison.
Really, really. Have you found work yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you still writing?
Occasionally.
Yeah?
Occasionally.
Well, I wonder if people listening know that you used to be the Milwaukee, Chicago, I think, correspondent for RadioDigest.com, right?
Yeah. I was the guilty party on that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good writing, too. David, stay in touch. Good to hear from you, all right?
I will do so, sir.
All right, sir. Take care.
Survive the weekend.
You bet. You bet. One way or the other. I'm going to do it on sugar. It is Halloween, and we usually buy, you know, those little Snicker bars and little Milky Way bars, and then the kids don't come, and we eat them all.
We were hiking in the forest late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. Our president appeared and began to frown. Then he and his friends cut the forest down.
They did the slash.
They did the forest slash.
Did the slash.
It was brutally brash.
Did the slash.
Public opinion was
slashed. Did the slash.
And they did it for the cash.
Yeah.
The lobbyists.
The revolution starts in New York on October 30th when Air America Radio presents Steve Earle and the Dukes live at Webster Hall, 125 East 11th Street in Manhattan. Earle, the host of Air America's weekly Sunday night music show, will be performing songs from his new album, The Revolution Starts Now. Come see Steve and his band Saturday, October 30th at Webster Hall. You can buy tickets through TicketWeb.com by calling 866-468-7919 or at the Mercury Lounge box office. Get the revolution started.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you happened by on Friday. We talked with feminist icon Gloria Steinem, had a candidates debate between D.A. Brian Blanchard and his challenger Sally Sticks, and heard from author Susan Jacoby on the history of American secularism. There's more in store Monday on Stu Levitan, 5 to 7, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Finally, a talk show host who can listen. The Stuart Levitan Show on The Mic 92.1.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
If you're looking for the next big thing on television, the wait is over. Tonight on NBC, there's never been a competition like this. 12 overweight people in one house.
Don't ever accuse me of lying.
Two tough trainers.
How bad do you want it?
Two brutal diets.
I am so hungry, I would eat a horse.
And more temptation than they can handle.
Bring a cake in and eat a cupcake.
And in the end, the biggest winner is the biggest loser. Premieres at 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong for Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the Cash Store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison Police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Flom Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener-supported, Air America-powered, The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
What happens in those forests, because of lousy federal policy, is they grow to be, they are not... They're not harvested.
Yeah, well, they are now. It's about 25 before the hour. Don't forget, what? Monday night, Mike Rupert is going to be with us. This weekend, when we switch to off of Daylight Savings Time, best of Mike Malloy this weekend. Due to that shift, you get an extra hour of fun and frivolity with moi, your humble and obedient servant. And that occurs tomorrow night. What can I say? That occurs tomorrow night. All right. That's so boring. The interview, or the conversation, I should say, with Mike Rupert is not going to be boring by any means. And also, Kathy is working feverishly, along with some of the professionals at Air America, to book us a surprise guest or two for Monday. I hope it happens. You know, we'll see. All right? So, enough with the program notes. Randy's calling from Texas. Randy, welcome to the program, and thank you for holding on.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, when are we going to get a station in Texas?
I hope just as quick as We can do it. I guess, you know what would probably speed it up if Bush gets tossed out of office. But I hope it's soon, pal.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you, don't you think that the Electoral College is about time to be replaced by the popular vote?
Yeah, I do. The Electoral College, that was once again, that was something to oppress the Negroes back during the Three-Fifths Compromise. It was determined that, we had a lot of people here, but most of them we didn't consider human. So let's set up the Electoral College and yada yada, you know what happened next. So yeah, I think it's time to get rid of the Electoral College. It doesn't serve any function whatsoever except to deny, voters' absolute rights to determine who's going to lead the country.
Well, maybe we can get on the ballot next time or something, and just use your program to get
that'd
people
be good.
A petition going or something.
That'd be good. I'd go for that.
Yeah. Hey, I admire you, man. You tell it like it is. That's refreshing after hearing all them Republicans laugh so much.
That's true. You sent us some music, didn't you, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my producer says we're going to play some of it on Monday. Is that right, Kathy? On Monday? Front Vest Pocket?
Yes, sir.
Is that yours?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to... I don't know how she's going to work it in the program, but she's going to do it, all right?
She's going to play it Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tell my friends to listen to it.
That's good. When are you going to do it, Kathy? Hold on a minute. When are you going to do it? First hour, she says.
The first hour.
First hour. So.
Yeah, I wish you had a station out here, because there's a lot of people who would really get down on your station. Well, I love your program.
Well, I appreciate that. Air America has good programming all day. We just got a station here in Atlanta, and it was hell. The first couple of months I was working for this network, I couldn't listen to the other people on this network unless I'd be willing to stay home and listen on the computer. And then we picked up an Atlanta station, and I'll tell you, I have my AM set to... 1690 here in Atlanta, Air America, and the FM set to the local public radio station, and I just flip back and forth during the day. But it's great to be able to listen to people like Al Franken, listen to Randy Rhodes. I mean, I listen to Janine on the way into work, and Sam. I really enjoy it, and I listen not like a talk show person. I listen like a radio listener. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I just listen like everybody else, and I really like what I hear. And on the ride into work, I think it never crosses my mind that I work with these people, and I've got to go in and do 3 hours. I'm just cruising around listening to them, going, "Damn, that's right. You give them hell there, Randy. Yeah, kick ass, hell." It's very weird, very weird. But that's why I'm crazy. All right, Randy, tell everyone you know. We'll get a station there, one listener at a time, one way or another. Meanwhile, you can always pick us up on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's a very cool product, not just for this show, but Sirius Satellite Radio. You're a rich songwriter. You can afford it, dude.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a station over here where we can listen to you going down the road and stuff. And
just
remember, you're our voice, and we appreciate you. And thanks for being a stand-up man.
Well, thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Don't forget, first hour Monday night, Kathy's going to work some of your music in, all right?
Thank you, Mike, and hang in there.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. Julia is calling from New York City. Julia's been holding on since God was a teenager. Julia, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Surprised I got in.
Yeah.
I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I was just watching C-SPAN. I've been, listening glued to Air America and watching C-SPAN, every chance I get. I'm at work listening to Air America. I come home watching C-SPAN. But anyways... something kind of scared me tonight. I saw, C-SPAN's version of the electoral vote already.
Yeah.
And saying that Bush is 217 and Kerry is 180. And how do you feel about that? Because I don't believe that that's so... But then I was told by somebody one of your staff members that by Saturday, we would already have an idea of... the electoral votes and how it would be. I mean, what do you feel about that?
Well, I don't understand how anybody can predict anything at this point. I realize that it's fun. It's a game, making this one blue and this one red and saying, well, this electoral vote chunk goes into this column. It irritates me. CNN did it about 3 or 4 weeks ago. They had already declared George Bush the winner by using the electoral predictions. But the thing about politics,
oh, really?
all it takes is one event. in a close race to completely change the outcome of the race. Unless C-SPAN...
Well, they did say that it was going to dramatically change.
Right.
But what scared me was somebody said that, well, by tomorrow we should get a good idea, but I don't believe that. I know... Well, I already voted because I didn't think I was going to be in New York Tuesday, but turns out that I am. But anyway, I don't know.
All I can say is don't be scared. I mean don't be scared. I don't know how any of these people can make any predictions. I've gotten to the point where I don't believe polls.
No, not at all. When they said that Bush was ahead 9 points, I was always like, "What? What do you mean? It's a tie. It's a dead heat." And then it came out to be a dead heat anyway later. And like I don't. And they're totally Republican biased, and they don't really like take a poll on the younger generation. It's a certain margin of people that live in a certain group, and I don't know. I agree with you too, right? So I was just freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, that can't be true.
Well, I know. I've got family members who are freaking out. I've got adult daughters who are, just wondering, what the hell is going to happen here. Because they're concerned. They've also voted early, and I wish there's some way I could get them to vote 3 or 4 times. But I guess I can't do that. Don't worry. Try not to worry. I know you're going to worry. Try not to worry, and stay tuned to Air America on election night. And,
definitely.
And we'll try to make it. The transition from insanity. That would be the Bush crime family from insanity to sanity. We'll try to make the transition easy. Okay.
Great. Thank you. I love your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Good to hear from you, Julia. Take care. You never know. Assam the American may attack and trip everything up. Or maybe the Tooth Fairy will appear with Easter Bunny. Or Santa will endorse Nader and really throw a monkey wrench in there. Ah! It's crazy. I understand what Julia means, though. Dear God, I wish everybody would just sit down and shut up. Well, there's a way to do that. Just don't watch it. Just don't watch it. Yeah, that's like, saying that to me is like saying to a junkie, use the clean needle, I understand. R.B. Hamm is checking in from Canada. R.B., welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How about you?
Oh, okay. There was a caller you had on a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. You've been holding on forever, I know.
Who had a theory about the voting machines. As you know, I... also subscribe to that theory that they plan to steal this election for a long time.
Right.
I saw something interesting today on Larry King when Walter Cronkite, he came right out and said it. He said that he believed Karl Rove was behind this, behind really the release of this Bin Laden video.
Who said that?
Walter Cronkite.
Really?
Yeah.
The Bin Laden video.
Yes, he believes that this is all timed. That is perfect timing. Are we talking about the 100,000 dead Iraqis? Are we talking about the 380,000 tons of missing explosives?
No,
we're
not.
About Halliburton? No, we're talking about Bin Laden. Once again, on cue, Osama to the rescue.
Yeah, that's very true.
And look how the other suspicious thing, the co-opting of left-wing talking points. They hate us for our freedom, remember that? And Bin Laden ridiculed us, now we can't talk about that. Or about how Bush lies, so we can't talk about it now. And Bush's family business dealings, the Patriot Act even brought up, the pet goat, election theft. He brought all these things up. So now we repeat them. Oh, you're just like Osama Bin Laden. I mean, it's so obvious that I can't understand why people don't wake up.
Well, I would say that is one. One of several obvious conclusions to draw. The other one, I think this was equally valid, that that this tape by Bin Laden is deliberately designed to skew our election, and it was legit, and that Karl Rove's, I believe Karl Rove's fingerprints are on that one from Assam the American, but I have a little bit of a problem, because this... To me, this would affect the people who would vote for Bush.
Well,
because
exactly
there he is. There's the big demon, Osama, just sitting there. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you, RB.
All right.
We got a break here. Quick break, and we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I ain't gonna take none of y'all fooling around. I ain't gonna take none of y'all
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now. 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you happened by on Friday. We talked with feminist icon Gloria Steinem, had a candidates debate between D.A. Brian Blanchard and his challenger Sally Sticks, and heard from author Susan Jacoby on the history of American secularism. There's more in store Monday on Stu Levitan, 5 to 7, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Finally, a talk show host who can listen, The Stuart Levitan Show, on The Mic 92.1.
I'm here with Ed Benny from VIP Financial talking about an impressive 1% home mortgage. Ed, tell me this is no joke.
No joke, Bob. VIP Financial is here to save everyone a ton of money refinancing or purchasing a home or investment property. If you are experiencing payment shock every month, give me a call. I can put cash back in your pocket by refinancing your home with a start rate as low as 1%. Put that extra cash to work for you, retirement fund, college fund, or just get out and live a little.
Give Ed at VIP Financial a call today at 277-5510 and start saving with a mortgage rate of 1%.
What can $99 buy these days? $99 will still buy a car at Chev Motors. The $99 cars are back one more time this Saturday. Chev Motors is dealing down. Choose from over 150 used cars and trucks, all priced under $2,000. 25 cars will be sold for $600. 15 lucky customers can buy a car for only $99. Chev Motors is way overstocked. The selection of local trade-ins has never been better. No auction cars, but you can buy at auction prices. Save thousands and thousands of dollars on every used vehicle. Prices posted at 8:30 a.m. Saturday. Limit one $99 car per family. No dealers, please. Up to $4,000 savings on 99 or newer models in stock. If Chev Motors can sell you a car for $99, imagine how much you'll save on the car you really want. More reasons why Chev Motors is the largest independent used car and truck dealer in the Midwest.
Chev Motors, the new car alternative.
The original $99 car sale, just one more time this year at Chev Motors West, Highway 12, Middleton.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the cash store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Fromm Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
It's about 9 before the hour. Credit where credit's due. Program engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay, executive producer. And Happy Samhain. Blessed be. Back to Arby Ham, who's called in from Canada. Go ahead, RB. You got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, I just wanted to also bring up the witches thing, because it's coming up close to Halloween now, eh?
Yeah.
And talking about influencing elections and such, I was interested to see that Catherine Harris had a run-in, eh? Some guy apparently drove towards her and swerved away at the last second. They were all in fear for their lives. So when the voting machines are rigged so she can win, she has plausibility. Oh, I guess the people didn't like it when they tried to kill me.
Yeah, is that guy out of jail yet? I think he is.
Who knows? Maybe the massage. He's got to get the massage money sometime.
Yeah.
And how about the crack cocaine guy down there, who was supposedly buying votes of crack cocaine? I took a look at the picture on the guy. He looked white as a sheet, and I'm like, what's going on here? What are they trying to do? I mean, there's so much obvious staging of events going on to skew this election and to make it plausible for them to proclaim victory after they steal it. That it seems obvious to me. I wish I was crazy, but I've been proven right over and over again for the last 3 years.
Well, that's very
Osama to the rescue business.
That's very true. I cannot make a coherent argument against what you're saying. I wouldn't even try.
Besides Walter Cronkite, I've always trusted him. He doesn't seem like a wacky, crazy conspiracy theorist to me, and he thinks there's something fishy going on.
Well, we're going to know pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I hear you.
RB,
you take care.
Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate your call. Walter, Uncle Walter. Yeah. We have a rough week ahead of us, Truth Seekers. Maybe a rough month. I don't know. Just prepare for it, right? Sina is calling from New York. Sina, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you if you've heard anything about the incumbent rule.
Which would that be?
Well, apparently what it is, it's based on previous presidential elections, to my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it goes is when the incumbent is polling at less than 50%, and the challenger is polling relatively close to that, it's very bad for the incumbent because historically the undecided voters go for the challenger.
Oh, you, when you said rule, you mean kind of, yes, I have heard of that, that a tie means Bush loses, but that's predicated on a fair election. And I think, just like RB just said, a lot of people have said tonight, our caller from L.A. earlier, anybody who studied blackboxvoting.com or these machines, the voter suppression that's going on, this is not going to be a fair election at all. It just simply is not. Now, the question is, will it be unfair enough to steal it again? If it is unfair enough to steal it again, then the question is, how will the American public react this time? First of all, how will the media react? Because the American public is going to get its cues from the media.
Right.
So how, you know, you've got kind of a chain of command there until finally it works down to us common folk. If us common folk or we common folk decide that for a second time this criminal enterprise has thwarted democracy and stolen the governing of this country with the full intent this time of ending it forever, how are we going to react? I'm not much for bravado and street corner tough talk, but I'll tell you, I've said it before on this program, if my country were invaded by a foreign army, I would certainly take up arms and defend. If it's being invaded by a domestic force, I don't see why my reaction would be any different.
Well, I love hearing you talk that way, and I just think, you know, I really don't think the American people are going to stand for having their election stolen a second time.
I hope not.
I really, really don't.
I hope not.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, a terrific site on the Internet. Can I give a website?
Yes.
It's not my own. It's just one that I like to go to.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Is electoral-vote.com.
Electoral-vote.com. Yeah,
right.
I've seen that. And they keep adjusting the electoral vote projections, right?
Yes, yeah, it's good because he really tries to go by the most reputable polls. And I think he's pretty good. So I don't go crazy and look at every TV station and everything because I could lose my mind. I just keep him on my toolbar and check that every day and try not to go get nuts.
Mm-hmm. Electoral-vote.com.
Right.
All right. Well, even as we speak, tens and tens of people are checking it out.
I hope so.
All right. Keep the faith, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Don't worry about it, Cena. I swear things will work out. He said, whistling past the graveyard. No, I have no reason to doubt that. You know, as we're getting to the point where it's almost pointless to take another call here, I'd say be safe this weekend, truth seekers, on Halloween. But this year, there's nothing scarier and more anxiety provoking than the Tuesday election. Halloween, nothing. Nothing compared to what we're facing. Nader's scary enough, but the New York Times, even was it the Times that talked about this pre-election anxiety syndrome all of a sudden that is cropping up, literally cropping up. I know the tension that I feel is palpable. It's just made me an absolute bastard around the house. I admit it. I'm short-tempered. It's awful. It's awful. I snarl at people in traffic, you know, for doing nothing. I snarl at people who have Kerry Edwards bumper stickers on, you know, if I feel like I've been wronged. No, I mean Kerry. I mean my cohort, because I'm so short-tempered right now. And I have one of those bumper stickers. Hey, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a good weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You know what George Soros is? You've seen the movie Pretty in Pink. So James Spader represents the Club for Growth. George Soros represents Andrew McCarthy, who gets it has a conscience. Molly Ringwald represents the American public. Do you get it?
Yes. I have to say, it's also depressing when you put it that way.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. For the first time in nearly 3 years, Osama bin Laden has delivered a videotape message. Bin Laden appears to be sitting behind a desk and reading from a paper statement. It's unclear where the tape was made, according to CNN Radio's Nick Robertson.
It appears to be a sort of a mud adobe-type wall that could be the Pakistan-Afghan border. It could be the other border Pakistan has with India, the Kashmir area, where there are jihadi-type militants that would support Osama bin Laden.
During the tape, bin Laden says he decided to attack the World Trade Center in response to the 1982 Israeli invasion of Lebanon. He also mentions both President Bush and Senator John Kerry, saying America's security will not be determined by which man is elected. Kerry seized on the tape's message during a campaign stop in Miami. He tells local TV station WISN the president used Afghan warlords to hunt for bin Laden in Tora Bora, Afghanistan.
I think it was an enormous mistake, and we're paying the price for it today.
Kerry also referred to al-Qaeda as barbarians, and he promised to destroy them. President Bush responded to Kerry during a campaign stop in Ohio, saying his opponent changed his message once he became a candidate.
Before Senator Kerry got into political difficulty and revised his views, he saw our actions in Tora Bora differently. In the fall of 2001, on national TV, he said, quote, I think we have been doing this pretty effectively, and we should continue to do it that way.
Mr. Bush also maintained U.S. Special